Nice piece of mouth.
Well, that's enough, however. Okay, on a small street, if you, a place where you wait for a train to pass, that's a... And they might have flashing lights.
That's a railroad crossing.
Okay, suppose the...
I couldn't think
of. Suppose the street goes underneath the tracks.
Then that's an overpass.
Suppose the street goes over the tracks.
Then it's an underpass.
Okay.
Or did I confuse it? I think, no, then it's an underpass.
If the street goes over the tracks, it's an underpass.
If the street,
you're doing it from the train's
viewpoint. I'm doing it from the train's viewpoint.
Okay. Does the term viaduct mean anything?
Yes.
And what is a viaduct?
A viaduct was an underpass for cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Now, an underpass, does that mean?
That the cars went under a bridge.
Okay. Now...
And also went down.
All right, I'm confused on what you mean by overpass and underpass.
Okay.
Just depends on whether you're in the car or in the
depends
train.
Depends on whether you're in the car or in the train. If it goes under, then it's an underpass. It means that it's going under
a bridge. If you're in the car and you're going under, it's an underpass.
It's an underpass. That you're passing under.
If you're on the train and the train's going under.
Then the train has an underpass.
Okay, so it depends on whether you're on it or not. If you're flying in from New York, where would your plane land?
At Hartsfield Airport.
Is that the way you normally refer to
it? No, normally I refer to it as the municipal airport.
Hmm.
Or the Atlanta airport. I think I still have a tendency to call it Atlanta.
I frankly say the airport.
Uh-huh, I do too, the airport.
Mm-hmm. How do you park your car on a neighborhood street, you know, parallel to the curb in between the other cars?
Mm-hmm.
In a line, what do you call that?
Parallel parking.
And what about in a shopping center where you pull in next to the cars?
I call it diagonal parking.
All right. And what are the outlets for fire hoses, the things?
I call them, I don't know what I call them, but I believe that they are spigots.
Hmm. Would you call it a fire something?
Oh, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah.
I call them fire hydrants.
Okay. And what do you call a building that has several levels for parking?
A parking garage.
Okay. And what do you call big office buildings?
Big office buildings.
Or just big buildings?
Skyscrapers.
Do you consider Atlanta's big buildings skyscrapers? Are they big enough?
Yes.
What are the biggest buildings in town?
I consider the Peachtree Plaza a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
The the tower. I guess that's a gas tower.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a skyscraper. The Regency,
mm-hmm.
A skyscraper. First National Bank.
Yeah.
And the Bank of Georgia.
Yeah.
Would be skyscrapers.
What does the term high-rise mean to you?
High-rise means living quarters.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call passageways between or behind buildings? Little things.
I call them alleys.
Mm-hmm. And then an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and nothing has been built up, that's a...
What is that?
Or out in a neighborhood, it's just an open place where kids play.
An open place. Just an open field.
A vacant field,
a vacant lot.
Okay. And then where would you get a drink of water in the public building? That's a...
A water cooler.
Or what else might you call it?
Or would you?